Well, how would you describe that? You guys win the first and fourth quarters convincingly. Ulysses wins the second quarter big time, and it was an even Steven game in the third quarter.
Is this edited version? Or
let me get the beat button out. No.
No, it was the first quarter, you know, we came out, you know, playing pretty well. Took them a while to adjust to the press, and we were able to get some easy buckets off of it. The second quarter was a defensive letdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes in the second quarter. And that's all coming because we couldn't get matched up in transition after our press. That's just got to be a lot better, you know. But defensively in the transition part was a letdown. And then just not recognizing who it is, you know, number 12, number 1, number 35, all hit two threes apiece in that second. And we were just struggling to get matched up. And then on dribble handoffs and ball screens, we were later. We didn't switch. And so that gave us some problems. And, you know, we told these guys coming into the game, you know, they're a confident group. And if they get hot, then look out because – they play with, you know, little concern of messing up, and with that comes danger. And so the second quarter was what it was. And then I thought the third quarter was better, but I thought we were playing almost a little too tentatively where we weren't getting out in transition. We weren't running. It was almost like we were scared to make a mistake after that second quarter. And then the fourth quarter, we kind of got back to, you know, what we do, and we got out in transition. We moved the ball better, and because of that, we got easy layups. You know, I thought, Avery had a great game. You know, and when we're going on our run in that first quarter, he gets two fouls, and, you know, one of them he just has to stay away from because it was over the back. But, you know, when you're playing that well, you don't want to come out of the game. He's everywhere, defensively, offensively. I mean, he never stops. He's just got a motor, and I think he's got 17 points tonight.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Just a great game, you know, an effort game for him. And, you know, Jackson found him, you know, on the backside of their pressure a couple of times. And that's what he gives us. But, you know, this game was strange, to say the least, just because of the start and the finish and all the ugly stuff mixed in between.
Yeah, you say it's strange. Yeah, Rumford, I think, even with the blocks and everything, I think he had a double-double. He almost messed around and got a quadruple-double.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But the first half, you know, I thought Jackson was floating too much, you know, and then, of course, you know, it is what it is. When he gets the ball in there, he's getting doubled or tripled, and especially when you're playing a zone, it becomes easier to get those guys down in there to get their hands on the ball, and it's a handsy group. So, we knew that coming in, and I just didn't think we were very strong with it at the beginning in that first half. I thought Jackson was floating a little bit too much. And he just needs to be more assertive down there, you know, the whole game, because 21 points in the second half and 4 in the first. So that's, you know, we'd like to balance that out a little bit more, but at the same time, you know, big second half for him.
Well, we mentioned a little bit in the pregame, but Avery Noel, boy, he's looking like a different player from game 1 to game 16.
Absolutely. High energy guy, rebounds the ball well. I mean, I don't know how many rebounds he had, but it seemed like he got us a number of second chance points on the offensive side. And, you know, so he does a very good job defensively. He's long. He creates problems. He rebounds. He runs the floor. He finds himself open because the ball finds energy. And he has a ton of it. And from game one to now, I mean, you talk about a transformation, and something that is very good to see for us is him take that next level to be a scorer. And tonight he did that.
You had some big minutes as well from Dylan Duff tonight, and he finally got his first varsity threes. A couple of them in the first half was 6, and you look back at those are actually some monster threes in that first half.
Yeah, they were. That second one in the second quarter when everything started getting tight, he hit one to extend the lead a little bit. So that's a clutch three for him, and very happy to see him. I mean, he works his tail off, and he's a great defender. And, you know, if he's going to, you know, we need him to help us out offensively. You know, a lot of times he doesn't make many mistakes when he's on offense, but, you know, he kind of hesitates and shies away from some of those shots. So hopefully tonight, you know, that gives him a little bit of added confidence because he is a guy that can definitely knock those down. And when he's in there, we want to see him pull the trigger.
Well, this is a big win in so many ways for your team here. And You get Griffin Edwards, that 71st point of the game, the season high for him. He gets his first varsity point right there at the end. But, you know, you get to 8-8. You're right there in the thick of the things in that kind of that second through sixth seed already. And a big game that will have a lot of seeding implications with Lakin coming to town on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, they're going to come in and they're going to press us nonstop looking for run and jump traps. And so we want to do what we did early in the first quarter, which is we want to get points on the other side. You know, we were able to do that in the first quarter tonight, and they kind of pulled that press off. And then they switched up their defense, which took us a little while to settle into, which is obviously why the second quarter was what it was. But, you know, Lakin's a man-to-man team, pressure, high energy, high-tempo team that wants to get after it. We got to do a good job taking care of the ball, and not only taking care of it, but getting points on the other side of the press. And then, you know, we definitely need to use our size and be more assertive in the first half with Jackson down low. You know, I'm sure they're going to, you know, work on a couple of different ways to double team him. Either they bring the top side or the back side, but somebody's going to be in there trying to get handsy with him and trying to tip the ball away. So he's got to be strong with the ball for sure on Tuesday, and we got to play with some confidence. You know, if we get the guys in the first and the fourth quarter that we had tonight, you know, playing four quarters, I mean, we could be very, very dangerous. So, you know, it was unfortunate that it came down to what it came down to tonight. But bottom line is they played with a lot of confidence late when the game was on the line.
That's could be big going forward here. Well, Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. Thanks for the time, Coach. Enjoy the weekend here. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.